This morning, I want to look at the book of 1 Thessalonians.
今天早上，我希望跟弟兄姊妹一同来看一处的圣经，在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
It was a pleasure this week because actually I've never preached on the Thessalonians at all.
我感觉很开心，因为我从来没有在对着这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》有过分享讲道。
But it came to my mind as I was watching and reading the news this week.
但是有个事情，当我看着这个世界上的新闻的时候，有个事情来到我的脑海当中。
It is hard to turn on the news without hearing of either disease or conflict.
当你打开新闻的时候，你没有办法不听见关于世界上面的矛盾还有疾病。
And then I was reading this week about someone who was talking about the possibility of nuclear war.
特别是当我们听到这个世界上有可能到来的核战争。
Things that those of us who are older haven't thought about since probably the Cold War.
许多当中我们年长的可能从来没有想过这个事情，甚至从二战到现在都没有想过。
So of course,Reading and looking at these things, we think, well, it's going to be the end soon.
所以当我们看到这些新闻的时候，会觉得说，哦，世界末日可能就要来了。
I'm sure Christians throughout history, as wars have come upon them, they have thought the same thing.
我想世界上很多的基督徒看到这些战争的时候，我们可能会想到相似的事情。
And that doesn't make it any less true.
这些事情并不能够叫这些事情变得不真实。
Even from when Thessalonians was written, people were thinking about the end times.
其实即使是在帖撒罗尼迦前书正在被书写的时候，人们就已经在思考末世的事情。
They called it the day of the Lord.
因为他叫他做主的日子。
The Old Testament people were always looking forward to the day of the Lord.
因为在旧约的这个先贤们，他们一直在渴望等候的就是主的日子。
That day when God would come back to His people.
因为到那一天的时候，我们的神将会来到他的百姓中间。
And He would set everything right again.
他会把所有的乖谬全部都修正。
The reward that Israel looked forward to was going to come when the day of the Lord came.
因为以色列人他们所想象当中的奖赏都会在主来到的那一天得到实现。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Thessalonian church are asking a question about the end times.
因为在帖前的第四章里面，这边的信徒就在问到神来的日子。
They're wondering what's happening because they were expecting Jesus to come back in their lifetime.
他们当时很好奇，因为他们当时正在期待着在他们有生之年将会看到耶稣的再来。
And Paul had to reassure them that definitely those who are already dead will be raised.
所以保罗就在这边很清楚地告诉他们说，这些已经在主里面死掉的人，他们有一天会得到复活。
They have not missed the day of the Lord.
因为他们并不会丢失，并不会失去主来的那个日子。
But the first question in our minds would be different.
但是对于我们，在我们的脑海当中，可能第一个问题可能有一些的不同。
How many of us expect the Lord to return in our lifetimes?
我们当中到底有多少人？我们会期待着在我们的有生之年见到主的再来呢？
Our question and the question of many others is, well, when is it going to happen?
所以对于我们并且许多的基督徒来说，我们的问题是主到底什么时候再来？
When will the day of the Lord come?
到底什么时候主的日子会来到呢？
When is Jesus returning?
到底什么时候我们的耶稣会再来呢？
So the passage this morning is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 to 11.
所以今天早上跟弟兄姊妹读的圣经是帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章一到十一节。
We're going to read that and you can follow along on the screen or in your Bibles.
我们将会从头往下念，你也可以在上面的屏幕可以看得到。
Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you.
弟兄们，论到时候、日期，不用写信给你们。
For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
因为你们自己明明晓得，主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。
While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨浪临到怀胎的妇人一样。他们绝不能逃脱。
But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief.
弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness.
你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled.
所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, get drunk at night.
因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet.
但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着、睡着，都与他同活。
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
所以我们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Blessed be the reading of God's holy word.
这个就是主赐给我们他神圣的话语。
So the question of when will the Lord return gets answered.
所以这边关于主什么时候来的这个问题得到一部分的解答。
Of course, to our curiosity, the answer is not very fulfilling.
当然，如果想要满足我们每一个人的好奇心，这边的回答好像并不能叫我们得到十分的满足。
He doesn't give us a time or a date.
因为保罗他并没有给我们具体的时间或者日期。
In fact, he says in verse 1, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you.
因为他在第五章的第一节就说到，论到时候、日期，不用写信给你们。
In other words, Paul assumes they already know.
也就是说，保罗其实已经假设他们早就已经知道了。
Because Jesus himself has taught us when the return is going to be.
因为耶稣早就已经告诉我们他什么时候会来。
And it's not by looking through the Bible and turning letters into numbers and trying to figure out dates.
也并不是说要从圣经里面把这些所有的字转换成数字，然后去寻找主再来的日子。
Jesus himself tells his disciples, nobody knows.
因为耶稣已经告诉他的门徒，没有人知道。
The only one who knows is God the Father.
唯一知道的那就是我们的天父。
So therefore, we already have all the answer we're going to get.
所以我们其实已经知道了我们将要得到的答案。
And so if you meet anyone who claims they know when Jesus is going to return, they are lying.
所以如果有任何人告诉你他知道耶稣什么时候再来，那么他就是在撒谎。
And it is lucky that those people...aren't in Old Testament times because by according to the law of Moses they should be stoned.
很幸运的是这些许多当中的许多这样的人是在旧约当中，当他们 预言什么时候主再来，他们早就已经被用石头打死了。
So we don't know exactly when Jesus will return.
所以我们不能够详细的知道主到底什么时候再来。
But what do we know?
但是我们所知道的。
He tells us that we know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
因为你们自己已经明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。
Now, of course, he's not saying that God is going to come with evil intentions like a robber.
当然这边并不是说主来的时候他是带着毁坏的意思想要去抢劫之类的。
But just like a thief comes, you are not going to be able to expect the day of the Lord.
而是要告诉我们说主来的日子好像贼来到一样是我们所不能知道的。
Just like you don't write down on your calendar, oh, Monday night, I'm going to be robbed.
也就是说你不会在你的日期你的日历表写上比如说周一哦，周一我将会被抢劫一样
and you make sure Google sends you a reminder hey you're going to be robbed in 5 minutes
然后你就会期待着谷歌会发给你一个提醒说五分钟之后我将会被抢劫
a thief does not announce when he's going to come
因为贼他不会告诉你他什么时候会来
so the day of the Lord is going to be unexpected
所以主来的主再来的日子是我们所不能知道的。
No one knows when he's going to come.
没有人知道他到底什么时候再来。
So in light of that, there are different responses to the day of the Lord.
对着这样的回答，不同的人有不同的反应。
And Paul splits humanity into light and darkness.
这边保罗把人类归为两部分。一个是黑暗的，一个是在白昼的。
Let's look at one group of people in verse 3.
让我们先看其中的一批人在第三节这边。
Well, people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们。
Now, of course, we shouldn't expect peace and safety to be literal.
当然我们这边讲到这个平安、稳妥并不是说实际上的平安和稳妥。
Jesus has already told us to expect conflict.
因为耶稣已经告诉我们他再来的、之前会有很多的矛盾。
He's told us to expect troubles and wars.
他已经告诉我们我们将会看到很多的困难很多的战争。
The whole reason why the book of Revelation is so interesting is because it's not all about peace and safety.
这就是为什么启示录、如此的让我们感兴趣因为它所讲的并不都是平安跟稳妥。
So the peace and safety we're talking about is spiritual.
我们这边讲的平安稳妥讲的是属灵层面上的。
The day of the Lord will come at any time, and yet people are saying peace and safety.
主他可以随时再来，但是人们却在谈论着平安和稳妥。
That is to say, they are not expecting it to happen.
也就是告诉我们，其实他们并没有在期待着主的再来。
Or even that they don't even think it will ever happen.
甚至有人都不认为主他会再来。
These are non-Christians.
这些呢都是非基督徒。
The Bible may say God's day is coming.
因为圣经已经告诉我们神他将会再来。
But for those who do not believe what the Bible says, the day of the Lord is something seemingly irrelevant.
但是对着那些不相信神话语的人他们觉得主再来跟他无关。
This Bible is just full of myths, so the day of the Lord can't be real, can it?
因为圣经里面充满了好像神话一样，那么主再来根本就不会是真的。
So for those people that are not expecting the day of the Lord, it says that destruction will come suddenly.
对于这些他们并不期待主再来的这些人呢，圣经说灾祸会忽然临到他们。
That is...The day of the Lord will come, and they will experience God's wrath.
也就是说，当主再来的时候，他们将会经历神的愤怒。
They are not expecting God to return.
他们并不期待主的再来。
They are not even, they don't even believe that there is a God or Jesus that is going to return.
他们甚至都不相信这个宇宙当中有一位神或者耶稣他们会再来。
So they are living comfortably.
所以他们现在活得很舒适。
Unaware.
他们是无知的。
Paul adds another illustration, that of a pregnant woman.
保罗在这边加入了另外一个比喻，是讲到这个怀胎的妇人。
And although labor pains can come suddenly,
当然许多时候这个生产之痛它有可能是会忽然临到。
The labor pains point to two major things.
这边讲到这个生产之痛其实是要点出两个要点。
In the Old Testament, actually in the Bible, labor pains are a symbol of pain.
在圣经里面这个生产之痛、它是用来描述痛苦的。
Things that are going to be very, very bad.
也就是说将要发生的事情将会是、非常的不好。
So the experience of this kind of person when the day of the Lord comes is not going to be pleasant.
也就是说对于这一部分的人当主再来的日子来到的时候他们的体验将不会是舒服的。
It's going to be a day of pain.
这将会是一个痛苦的一天。
It's going to be a day of God's wrath.
将会是神愤怒的日子。
But there is another significance between, behind the labor pains.
但是这边还有另外一个重要的点、关于这个产难临到怀胎的妇人。
Once the labor pains start, you know the baby's coming.
当这个生产之痛来的时候呢，你知道有个小宝宝要出生了。
And it doesn't matter how much you maybe try to stop it, it's not going to work.
在这个时候不论你付出多大的努力想要阻止他的出生都不会奏效。
The baby is coming and it is unavoidable.
这个小宝宝他将会出生并且你将、无法、逃避这个事情。
So in the same way, Paul says, and they will not escape.
也就是说对于这些人保罗说他们将无法逃避这个日子。
This is the experience of people in darkness.
这个就是那些在黑暗当中的人所要经历的。
Paul's going to flesh out this illustration more in the following verses.
保罗将会在接下来的经节当中更加描、详细的描述这个事情。
But he uses this illustration of darkness because darkness means you can't see.
但是保罗用这样的描述是要告诉我们在黑暗当中人是看不见的。
And these people cannot see the day of the Lord coming.
因为这些人他们看不见主再来的日子。
They do not expect it.
他们并不期待。
They are totally unaware.
他们是完全无知的。
So the experience of these people will be pain, wrath, and inescapable judgment.
所以他们对于主再来的审判将会是痛苦的，将会是经历愤怒的，将会是无法躲避的。
But verse 4, Paul now talks about the church.
这个时候到第四节，保罗讲到他的、神的教会。
But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief.
弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
Now that's a fascinating thing to say.
这对我们来说是一个很、惊奇的事情。
Because he says Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night.
因为之前已经说了，耶稣再来的时候，他将会像是晚夜间的贼一样。
His coming is going to be unexpected by everyone.
因为他的再来对于所有人来说都是无法预料的。
But he says for one group of people, it's not going to be a surprise.
但是他说对于有一部分的人主的再来将不会是、令他们惊讶的。
Why is this so?
为什么呢?
Because we are not in darkness.
因为我们并不在黑暗里。
Verse 5, you are all sons of the light and sons of the day.
第五节说，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。
Sons means that you take on the characteristics of your parents.
这边讲到这个之子，这个儿子的身份的时候，都是讲到因为他已经遗传了父母的一些特性。
We have the character of a light.
我们好像已经有了光明的属性。
If those who are in the darkness could not see the day of the Lord, we should be different.
如果说这些在黑暗里面的人，他们是看不见的，那么对于我们来说，应该是不同的。
We are light, and we should be able to see.
我们是光明之子，我们应该是可以看得见。
They are asleep, but we should be awake.
他们是在睡觉，但是呢，我们应该是清醒的。
So therefore, he says, we should be acting differently.
所以这边也告诉我们，我们今天所行的也应该与他们不同。
If we can see the day the Lord is going to come, even if we don't know where, when it's going to be, we can be prepared.
如果说我们可以预见主的再来，那我们今天应该要为着主的再来而预备。
It's like when a baby is coming, you know about when, even if you don't know the exact day, but you prepare.
就像如果你有一个小宝宝要出生的话，虽然你不知道他具体什么时候会来，但是你知道你将会为着这个事件而准备。
As the time gets closer, you make sure to pack a bag for the hospital.
当这个预产的日期靠近的时候，你将会更多的准备，甚至把所有的东西打包好，预备着要去医院。
You make sure you're registered at the hospital.
你可能会保证你先到医院里面先注册好你的信息。
And you make sure if you have kids at home that someone's going to look after them when you go to the hospital.
如果你有其他的小孩在家里面的时候，你可能会预备好让其他的大人来照看他们，以至于你去医院的时候不用担心。
And so even when that day that you need to go to the hospital is unknown.
即使你其实并不知道你到底哪一天会去医院。
It's not going to catch you by surprise.
但是呢，你去医院的那天不会让你感到惊讶。
It's not going to catch you unprepared.
他也不会让你好像毫无准备的就去了。
So verse 6, he tells us how to be prepared.
所以第六节这边就告诉我们，我们应当怎样准备。
How do we live our lives so that the day of the Lord is not going to be a surprise?
我们今天到底怎样活出我们的生活，以至于当主来的日子不会让我们感到惊讶。
Verse 6, so then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled.
所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒，谨守。
In there, he's already given us two ways to be prepared.
这边已经告诉我们两个方式，叫我们能够预备。
The first is to be alert.
第一个也就是警醒。
It means more than just to be awake.
这个告诉我们的不仅仅是叫我们要清醒而已。
It's the word that's used of watchmen.
这个字它是用来形容这个守望者的。
The watchman it's his job to be awake.
对于守望者这是他的他保持清醒是他的本职。
But he needs to do more than just stay awake.
但是他所要做的不仅仅是要保持清醒而已。
He needs to be alert and looking out for things.
他要保持警醒并且去观察周围的事件。
So that if the enemy comes, he can see the enemy from a long way off and warn everyone.
所以当有仇敌攻打过来的时候，他就会在很远的地方就可以看到。
And so Paul says that's got to be us.
所以保罗这边跟我们讲，这个就是我们。
Right now he's not telling you don't sleep at night.
所以保罗并不是叫我们晚上的时候不要睡觉。
But he's telling us to be alert.
保罗来是要告诉我们要警醒。
To be expecting the return of the Lord.
让我们去期待主耶稣的再来。
So when the day of the Lord comes, we are not going to be surprised.
所以当主再来的时候，我们不会感到惊讶。
This word is used on the lips of Jesus in Mark chapter 13.
所以这边同样的句式也在马可福音的马可福音的第十三章。
Mark 13, let's look at verse 32.
马可福音第十三章三十二节。
No one knows about the day, that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
但那日子，那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。
Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that day will come.
你们要警醒，警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch.
这是正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，又吩咐看门的警醒。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn.
所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨。
If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping.
恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。
What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch.
我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒。
So we see that Paul's teaching is not coming out of his own head.
所以这边保罗他对于我们的教导并不是单单从他的头脑里面出来的。
This is exactly what Jesus has been teaching his disciples.
因为这个跟主耶稣教导他的门徒的时候是完全一样的。
Don't let the day of the Lord surprise you.
不要让主再来的日子叫我们惊讶。
But be looking forward to the Master returning.
而是要我们去期待我们主人的再来。
And if we keep alert, we will not be asleep.
所以如果说我们保持警醒的话，那我们就不会睡觉。
We will not be asleep spiritually.
我们不会在属灵的层面上面昏睡。
Let's look at that second word, which is self-controlled.
我们来看第二个字，就是谨守。
Or in English, it's also translated sober.
或者说在英文里面常翻译成清醒。
I like that translation because it's contrasted with getting drunk.
我很喜欢这个翻译，因为它跟醉酒是完全的相反。
So verse 7 says, for those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk, get drunk at night.
在第七节里面说因为醉了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
What does too much alcohol do to the body?
过多的酒精对于一个人的身体会造成什么反什么影响呢？
Well, it is a depressant.
它应该会使人感觉被压抑、被压制的。
It dulls your senses.
它会叫人的感知变得不敏锐。
It makes you sleepy.
它会叫人感到困倦。
And so this word self-control that Paul uses is the opposite of that.
所以保罗这边所用的这个谨守与我们所刚所描述的是完全相反的。
If we know the day of the Lord is coming, we should be able to live in a certain way that is appropriate.
所以如果说我们期待主再来的日子的话，那么我们今天所生活的应该是要基于我们所知道所看见的。
Just like a watchman needs to live a certain way so that he can do his job properly.
就好像一个守望者，他要让他的生活处在某一种的状态，来符合他的工作。
The watchman before he goes on duty is not going to drink a lot.
如果说这个守望者，他将会进入一个看守的这个时间，那么他前一天应该不会醉酒。
He's not going to pull an all-nighter the day before partying.
他也不会把前一天晚上整个晚上都在那边开派对。
In order to stay awake and stay alert, he needs to be well rested.
为了让自己能够保持清醒，保持警醒，那么他应该会让自己好好的休息。
He needs to have proper control over his senses.
他应该会更好的去管制自己的生活。
So that his senses can be sharp.
好叫他的感官能够变得敏锐。
And this is what self-control does for us.
这个也就是谨守所能够给我们带来的好处。
At first, we might not see the connection between being alert and self-controlled.
有时候我们好像并不能够看到这个警醒跟谨守之间的关系。
But being self-controlled sharpens your spiritual sense.
但是谨守却可以叫我们属灵的感官变得更加敏锐。
Just like drunkenness dulls your senses,
就好像这个醉酒的人叫他的感官变得迟钝。
Paul is saying, if you are not self-controlled, you are going to dull your spiritual senses.
所以保罗在这边就告诉我们，如果我们今天不谨守的话，那么我们属灵的感官将会变得迟钝。
If you immerse yourself in the ways of this world, you are going to be asleep.
如果我们今天跟世界上的生活方式是一样的话，那么我们将会是处在昏睡的状态。
Because the people in the darkness are not expecting the day of the Lord.
因为活在黑暗里面的人，他们并不期待主的再来。
And so if we act like they act, we are going to have the same expectation of the day of the Lord.
所以如果说我们今天跟他们的生活是一样的话，那么我们对于主再来的态度也将会是跟他们一样的。
We are going to make ourselves blind and insensitive to God's coming judgment.
也就是让我们对于主再来的这个审判变得不敏锐。
So Paul exhorts us that we need to be self-controlled.
所以保罗在这边就劝诫我们，我们要谨守。
He knows that in our flesh we want to do the things of the ways of this world.
保罗知道说我们今天活在还活在的这个肉体会叫我们不去谨守。
It doesn't take effort to spend all day watching videos.
因为如果我们今天花一整天的时间在看视频，这其实并不花费我们任何的努力。
It doesn't take any effort to gamble.
它也不需要你花出任何的努力去参加赌博。
It doesn't take any effort to get into the ways of this world.
你也不需要费心费力的去跟这个世界上的人活一样的生活。
Instead, we need to put in the effort to be self-controlled.
然而，如果要过谨守的生活，我们却要为此付上努力。
To do those things that help us to expect the day of the Lord coming.
过这样的生活，能够叫我们去期待主再来的日子。
And he gives examples of what this looks like.
那么保罗这边也给了我们这样的生活将会是什么样的。
In verse 8,
在第八节。
But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet.
但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸。把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Now I don't think Paul was attributing special meaning to the separate parts of the armor.
我想这边保罗并不是说把这个军装上面不同的部分，他并不是在强调军装上面的不同的部分有它不同的含义。
I think he does do that in Ephesians.
但是他确实是在以弗所书那边他确实有这么做。
But here, Paul is describing just the general essentials for a soldier.
这边保罗他其实是想要说的是，对于一个士兵来说，这个军装对他来说是非常重要的。
Everyone that Paul writes to knows what a Roman soldier looks like.
保罗这边所写信的对象，他们每一个人都清楚这个罗马的士兵他们是怎么样的。
So just like that armor that the soldier wears is essential for him.
正如这个军装对于这些士兵来说是至关重要的。
So the virtues of faith and love and hope must be essential for us.
那对于我们来说，这个信望爱所带出来的这些美德，对于基督徒来说也是至关重要的。
Of course, he's not telling us to do anything new.
当然，这边保罗并不是叫我们去做任何的新事。
He's telling us to continue in doing the things that we were doing since we've been born again.
这边保罗其实只是在教导我们，我们要持续不断的去活出那我们重生以后所应当活出来的生活。
Since that time when God worked in our lives and made us alive in Christ,
因为自那时候起，神的生命就在我们的生命里面开始工作，活出。
He made us awake spiritually.
因为他叫我们的属灵能够清醒。
So he's saying, continue in that.
所以这边保罗告诉我们，我们要持续地活出这样的生活。
Keep living your life with faith and love and hope of salvation.
所以保罗告诉我们要活出信望和得救盼望的生活。
Faith in God.
对于神的信心。
Love for God and for man.
对于神并且人的爱。
And hope of salvation, that is looking forward to that day of the Lord.
得救的盼望叫我们去期待并且盼望主再来的日子。
And that brings us to the third way that we look to the day of the Lord as not a surprise.
这边也告诉我们第三点，我们对于主再来的日子不惊讶。
That our hope is in that day of the Lord coming.
在主来的日子，对于我们来说是有盼望的。
Verse 9, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第九节这边告诉我们说，因为神不是预定我们受刑，而是预定我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得救。
Now, when something is going to happen that is unpleasant, we try to put it off.
当我们经历一些不愉快的事情的时候，我们通常是想要去推迟它。
Or if possible, to avoid it entirely.
或者甚至如果有可能的话，我们会去尝试着去规避它。
That is the way with those in darkness.
这个也就是这些在黑暗当中生活的人。
They don't want the day of the Lord to come.
因为他们不想要主再来。
And so they ignore it.
所以他们就选择忽视它。
Or say it won't come at all.
所以他们就说主他不会再来。
But for us, it's different.
但是对我们来说却是不同的。
Look at verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
Right, the non-Christian at the day of the Lord is going to suffer.
非基督徒在主再来的日子，他们将会承受痛苦。
But God did not appoint us to suffer.
但是对于我们来说，神并不是预定我们受刑。
He did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation.
他不是预定我们受刑，乃是叫我们能够借着基督得救。
So the day of the Lord should be something that we look forward to.
所以主再来的日子对我们来说应该是我们所盼望的。
It's going to be the day of our full salvation.
因为那将会是成全他救恩的日子。
When the work began in Christ on the cross is brought to fulfillment.
主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上面的这个救恩将在那个日子得到成全。
And we are brought into glory.
我们将会被带进荣耀里。
That's the day we should look forward to.
这应该是我们所盼望的那一天。
That is why the church can cry, Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
所以教会应该要在神面前祈祷说，主啊，愿你快来。
If we are engaged in the things of this world, we don't want that day to come.
但是如果我们今天生活与世界无异的话，我们不希望主的日子再来。
Because we're enjoying ourselves too much.
因为我们正在这个世界上享受自己的生活。
But if we are in the light, then we are looking forward to it.
但是如果我们实在是活在光中，我们将会期盼那一天。
Now he gives a An interesting, verse 10 is very interesting.
这边第十节，觉得十分的有趣，有意思。
So he died for us, that is Jesus died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him.
这边说他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着、睡着，都与他同活。
What does it mean whether we are awake or asleep?
这边说无论醒着和睡着，到底是什么意思呢？
He's used those words before, talking about people of light and darkness, Christians and non-Christians.
他用同样的字去描述这些活在黑暗里和光明中的这些基督徒跟非基督徒。
But of course, it doesn't make sense that Paul would be saying whether we're a Christian or not Christian, we are going to live with him.
当然，这个这边我觉得如果我们翻译成这个。无论是基督徒跟非基督徒都他都将与基督同活，这个应该是不合理的。
Because he's already said that one group will experience God's wrath and one will experience God's salvation.
因为保罗之前已经清楚地说到，有一部分的人他们将会经历神的愤怒，而另一部分的人将会经历主的救赎。
So the first possible explanation makes sense in light of chapter 4 that it's those who are physically alive, physically awake or physically asleep.
所以这边我觉得合理的一种解释是回到这个贴前第四章里面讲到在身体上面已经睡的和仍然活着的人。
In other words, if you are alive or dead.
也就是说你那个时候是活着或者已经死了。
So Jesus has come so that whether we are still living or we have died already, we will be with him.
所以当主再来的时候，不论我们是活着还是已经死了，我们都将与他同活。
But another thing that it could possibly also mean is awake or sleep as like a watchman.
但是另外一个解释呢，也可能合理，就是这边讲到的是我们在属灵上面醒着和睡着，但是所描述的对象都是守望者。
Whether we are awake or asleep, in keeping alert for the day of the Lord.
当我们在对着耶稣再来的时候，我们保持警醒的这一部分人，不论他当下是睡着还是醒着。
Now I don't know about you, but this is very comforting.
我不知道对于你，但是对我来说，我觉得对我来说是一个很大的安慰。
Because it says that we are children of light, so therefore we should.Be alert and stay awake.
因为这边告诉我们说，因此我们要谨守警醒。
But it's also saying that we are human and we're still wrestling with our sinful nature.
但是同时呢，也告诉我们，作为人，活在这个身体里面，我们常常需要为着我们属灵的生活要征战。
And there are times that we aren't alert.
那有时候我们确实会警醒。
There are times that we are engaging in things that are putting us asleep spiritually.
但是有时候我们却从事一些事情，叫我们在主面前昏睡。
And to that, Paul says, Jesus Christ died for us so that whether we are alert or not, we will still be together with him.
所以这边好像就告诉我们说，对于这一部分的人，不论我们是睡着还是醒着，我们都要与他同活。
Just like when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he told his disciples to stay awake.
就好像在耶稣在客西马尼园的时候耶稣告诉他的门徒要保持警醒。
But they couldn't stay awake.
但是他们却不能够保持清醒。
And you want to say into the story, don't you know what's coming?
所以他们那个对他们说，难道你们不知道将要来的是什么吗？
But Jesus keeps on going away to pray and come back and finding them asleep.
但是耶稣又离开又回来，又离开又回来，重复地告诉他们，你们应当要警醒。
And yet just because Jesus comes and finds them sleeping does not disqualify them from salvation.
并不会因着耶稣回头看见他们还在睡觉，就叫他们不能够与基督同活。
So therefore we have confidence.
因此我们里面应该要有自信。
So we are children of light. We are not going to be surprised by God's returning because we are alert, we are self-controlled, and we are confident in God's coming.
所以对于我们这些光明之子，对着主耶稣基督的再来，我们应当要警醒，并且我们应当要自信。
And knowing all that, Paul gives the Thessalonian church and gives to us one final exhortation.
所以保罗借着这上面所讲的，他给帖撒罗尼迦教会，并且我们有最后的劝诫。
He says in verse 11,
在十一节他说
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
It's hard work being alert and self-controlled and confidently awaiting the day of the Lord.
我们其实去保持警醒、谨守、去等候主耶稣的再来，其实是一件不容易的事情。
And a watchman watching all by himself would definitely grow weary of his job.
如果说一个看守的人，他一直的保持这种警醒的态度去看守，他有一天他也会觉得困倦。
But we are not alone.
但是我们并不是独自一人。
He's given us the church.
他给了主给了我们整个教会。
He's given us fellow brothers and sisters, believers.
他给了我们在我们周围的弟兄姊妹。
And so his commandments to all of us is encourage one another.
所以他这边给我们的命令乃是叫我们要彼此的劝慰。
Help keep each other awake.
让我们帮助彼此保持警醒，保持清醒。
Help each other to stay alert.
帮助我们每一位能够保持警醒。
Help each other to live a self-controlled life.
帮助彼此能够活出谨守的生活。
Help one another to be confident of the day of the Lord coming.
帮助彼此，叫我们能够当主再来的时候能够自信。
And so as a body together, we eagerly await that day.
所以当我们作为一个肢体在一起的时候，我们应当渴望主再来的日子。
Now, if you are not a child of the light yet,
但是如果你还不是光明之子的话，
I want to encourage you,
我想要在这边想要鼓励你。
That those of us who are call ourselves Christians are not children of light because we are something special and because we have, because of our own ability or our own intelligence.
对于我们这些基督徒，但是仍然不是光明之子的话，可能是因着我们的能力或者我们自身的一些情况。
Paul says here that we are children of light only because of what Jesus has done.
这边保罗告诉我们，我们这些基督徒之所以能够成为光明之子，不是因着别的，乃是因着耶稣在我们身上所行的。
And because we have faith in him, we do not expect wrath on the final day, we expect reward.
因着基督的缘故，我们今天能够在那一天，我们不经历他的愤怒。
The day of the Lord is going to come.
主的日子将会再来。
You can be prepared.
我们今天就可以预备。
You can still put your faith in Jesus.
我们仍然有机会将我们的信心摆在主身上。
And be like those who are awake.
叫我们能够像那一些保持清醒的人一样。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你自己圣洁的话语。
We thank you that in the midst of a world of trouble and trials and conflict, we are not afraid.
主，我们感谢你，虽然在面对世界上很多的问题，很多的矛盾，我们仍然不会惧怕。
Because we know that as things get worse,It only means that the day of the Lord is coming closer.
因为我们知道，当事情变得更糟的时候，我们知道主再来的日子就更近了。
The day that we will meet our Savior face to face.
那一天我们将会与我们的救主面对面。
That we will be together with you.
我们将会与我们的主一起同在。
So we eagerly await that day like a bride awaiting the wedding day.
叫我们能够渴望那一天，就好像这个妻子在等候结婚的日子。
Because you have saved us, help us to live in expecting that day of the Lord.
因为你救赎了我们，并且帮助我们预备那主再来的日子。
That when you return, you will not find us unprepared.
当你再来的时候，你不会撞见我们没有预备好。
That when you return, you will not find us surprised.
当你再来的时候，你也不会撞见我们好像感到惊讶。
But you will find your servants alert.
而是会看见我们在你面前保持警醒。
Living self-controlled lives.
活出谨守的生活。
Confident in the joy of your returning.
让我们能够自信，并且对于主再来的日子感到喜乐。
Help us in that, Lord, we pray.
主啊，帮助我们在你面前的祷告。
And help us to help each other.
主啊，帮助我们能够来帮助彼此。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.